Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Tournament Thursday here on the Wendy's Big Show, 3 o'clock hour, Belmont up 6 over Maryland as time winds down in that first half out in Jacksonville. Looks like Leroy Butler's Florida State Seminoles going to hold on against Vermont, even though the fighting Catamounts gave a nice effort down 10 with a minute and a half left. But Sparky, down one at the half to former UWGB coach Brian Worrell and his boys, and nobody in the media is going to be cheering for the Bradley Braves.
No, but I'll tell you something right now. Big Ten better not be stubbing their toe day one in this damn tournament. I mean, Maryland's down to Belmont. They were down like, 12-13 early on in this game. Mm-hmm. Michigan State's losing. You have Michigan State. If Michigan State gets knocked off by Bradley, as excited as I would be for Worrell, because I like Brian Worrell. I don't like the crap they pulled down at Bradley with the media thing, but that would be kind of cool, a former Crean player feathering his cap as a head coach, getting upset over Michigan State, where Crean was at one point with Izzo. That would be a pretty cool story, but that would not be good for the Big Ten if their best team, I mean, well, people are going to say it's Michigan, but mm-hmm. I don't believe in Michigan. Michigan State gets knocked off. Maryland gets knocked off. Minnesota gets the upset over Louisville, I guess, but it would not be a good opening way to start things off, Gary, if they get knocked off.
I got Michigan State going to Elite Eight because
that's going to be a problem then.
And Bradley right now look like they feel like they can beat Michigan State. This point guard, Bradley got this number two, this kid. They got the moxie. They think that they can win this game. I hate when I see that kind of posture like this guy. And this Belmont team, oh no, high doubt at Belmont. That should have been an upset all day long that I should have picked. Didn't even go with
Dockage. One game that he thought was the lock of the day was Maryland.
No.
That was the one lock Dockage thought today was a lock.
The last, 3 years, ever since they started this first four thing, one of these 11-seeded teams comes in and makes a run. VCU made a run all the way to Final Four a couple of years ago. Syracuse made it to the Elite Eight. And
How far you got Michigan State going?
Sweet 16, I think.
Okay. Steve, how far you got
it? I just got to stop gambling during this show.
Same.
Week 16?
Yeah, and then I got on losing to LSU, and LSU barely escaped Yale today, so that may not be looking so good, but we'll see.
This coming from Ken Rosenthal, the St. Louis Cardinals close on an extension with first baseman Paul Goldschmidt, sources telling The Athletic the deal would be at least 5 years and at least $110 million for Paul Goldschmidt. You knew they weren't going to let him go. You just 1 year after they made a big trade for him earlier in this offseason.
Fine, they can have him.
Great move.
So be it.
Great move. You're not worried about that at all? Goldschmidt?
No, I don't. I think they need more than Paul Goldschmidt. I mean, they're better.
Mm-hmm. No doubt they are, yeah.
But if the Brewers add Kimbrel, well, we'll see.
Well, how concerned are you for that month of April now? As you look at the Brewers' schedule, they see the Cardinals twice, they see the Cubs, they see the Reds in there as well. They play the Dodgers, I believe, 7 games. They also go on the road all the way out to L.A. and then come all the way back to play the Dodgers at home. And without possibly, it sounds like, Corey Knebel for an extended period of time, as we just talked to Adam McAlvey, he said there is major cause for concern with that elbow. They have Dr. Rausch out there checking out Corey Knebel. And if mid-April can be a target for Jeremy Jeffress still, how concerned are you right now as the bullpen and the starting rotation is mapped out for the Brewers in that first month?
Like the starting rotation, very happy. Got my three young guys in the rotation, so no complaints from me. This is what I've been asking for all offseason, so very happy with that. I would be happier if Jimmy Nelson was starting the year in the rotation instead of Zach Davies, but it is what it is. He's hurt, and you still got to wait for him to come back and get his legs underneath him in AAA. So we'll just wait that out. Once he gets into this rotation, and I would assume Davies comes out, and then I'll feel much better about this rotation going forward. The back end of this bullpen, anytime it's an elbow and it's a pitcher, I don't know about you, Gary, but I get scared to death that it's Tommy John and he's going to be done for a long time. That's my initial thought every time I hear elbow and
just
a pitcher.
0 to 100 right away to the worst thing you
zero
can think
to 100,
of.
And it's the Brewers, so that's kind of where we go. So
he's not the opening day starter, though.
Well,
in that sense.
No, not yet. No, that's good. So a little bit concerned about that. Jeffers, I'm not as worried about Jeremy Jeffers, but again, that's middle of the month until you get him back. I think they have to sign Craig Kimbrell. I don't think they have a choice. And then not only do they have to sign him, you have to hope he's ready to go by week two of the month, something like that. Because if you don't sign Craig Kimbrell, I'm not comfortable with Barnes. No, not there. Elbers has looked better in spring training,
looked like he did
in the first half of last year. So if we get the Matt Elbers of the first half of last year, I'm more comfortable with him than I would have been coming in. So he looks like he has fixed himself somewhat, so that's good. But yeah, I'm scared to death of the first month of the season. If you don't get Craig Kimbrell and he's not able to pitch right away, if you do get him, very concerned. Because like you said, those games against the Dodgers, 10 against the Cardinals, you play the Cardinals, what, 17 or 19 times?
19,
10
yeah.
of them are in the first month of the season, mm-hmm. for God's sakes. So if you are competing for a division with the Cardinals or a wild card for the Cardinals, it very well could be decided right now in the first month of the year. These are huge baseball games early.
414-799-1250 with the bullpen injuries. How concerned are you for the month of April? Not just the injuries. We'll read through the schedule one more time. You get 10 against the Cardinals. You get 7 against the Dodgers. 3 against the Cubs. 3 against the Reds. 3 against LA. And then you start up at the end of the month against the Colorado Rockies at home, a team that you battled with in the playoffs last year. We'll get Gary Ellerson's take on this and yours at 414-799-1250 next on a Throwback Thursday brought to you by Master's Z's. $25 gift card on the line. Go with one of our nominations or one of your own using the hashtag BigThrowback. Tweet it at 1057FMTheFan. On Facebook and Twitter, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. Straight ahead, more Wendy's Big Show and more tournament talk as we continue Wendy's Big Show on the Fan.
As you brush your shoes,
show on a Throwback Thursday with John Mellencamp coming out of the break. I think I had a chance to go see John Mellencamp when I was like 10 years old. My parents invited me to go to the concert, and I was who?
Did you go or no?
No, I didn't.
No.
I decided to stay in and play video games or go and TB someone's house. 414-799-1250, the phone number, live at 1057FMTheFan.com, the Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox. I got to stop gambling during this show, as I think that's more of why the reason is that these games are not going the way that we think. Michigan State, Gary, are you sweating at all over there? An Elite Eight team for you, correct?
Well, I mean, you still got a second half.
Yeah, right? No, second half team.
And that's what Michigan State normally do with teams like this. They kind of wear them down. So we'll see. But Bradley looks good. I mean, they're playing well.
And they're juiced up.
I hate saying this. I'm watching this TV, and I'm looking at these guys' eyes. Bradley think they can win this game, man.
They got that little moxie in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if Wardle got Crean's help to scout Michigan State and help him out a little bit.
Well, you know he didn't get any beat writers' help.
No.
Yeah, he wasn't doing any of that. We can tell you that much right now. 414-799-1250. How concerned are you for the month of April for the Milwaukee Brewers?
Why are we watching the Disney Channel?
Oh, man, I thought it was 50. Sorry.
No, man, it's 5.
You good with this one?
It's 5. I don't know what this is. Okay. I thought you were turning on the Brewer game. That's what I thought you were doing.
No. I mean, I'm down to watch the Disney Channel. I used to always do the little scribble thing in there. Huh?
Because you turned to the Michigan State game.
I messed it up, yeah. I just pressed the wrong button.
There you go, Bradley.
As much of a millennial as I am, I do still mess up technology. I'll tell you that much right now.
No, you're weird that way.
Gary was stunned when we were down in Phoenix, and I was. He's like,
"Don't you know how to work this fire stick?"
I'm like, "I mean, yeah, no, not really."
She still has that fire stick in that house. I remember the first year we were there, nobody knew how to work it. We were all like, "How do you get a channel to work?"
I was able to figure it out.
He figured it out. So we were able to watch. We got into. We tapped into Tim's account.
Mm-hmm. So we were able to watch the Bucks.
Watched all the Buck stuff there,
which was cool. Yeah. So it localized.
We were watching it at a different time, but yeah.
Yeah, watching the Bucks at like 4 o'clock when it was sunny outside, that was a little weird. But it was fun though. Enjoyed it. We brought you the best Brewers coverage. You guys missed any bits of it, go to 1057FMTheFan.com, fan on demand. As we are a week away from opening day. They play games that matter in 1 week. And they start out, Sparky, with the St. Louis Cardinals. They play 10 games against the Cardinals, 7 against the Dodgers, 4 of those at home. They play the Rockies. They play the Cubs. They have a schedule that does them no favors.
And there's more news on the Brewers, too.
Ooh.
Lorenzo Cain was a late scratch today. Ben Gamel starting in place of him. No word yet on what's going on with Lorenzo Cain.
I was just going to say, you got to feel good. You got to feel good about the lineup if you go 1-8 with Cain, Yelich, Braun out in the outfield, and in infield with the addition of Grandal and a full year of Moustakas. For other pitching staffs to go up against that in that first week, first month, you got to think that does give the Brewers a little bit more credence if their bullpen isn't at full strength.
Don't feel as good if it's Gamel, Yelich, and Braun, however. See, and this is why I wanted Adam Jones at $3.5 million, whatever the heck he signed for. I would have felt a heck of a lot more comfortable going forward if something were to happen to Cain with a legitimate veteran presence in center field. And I know all you, Adam Jones is done, Sparky. He don't have anything left in the tank. Blah, blah. Okay. So we'll see what Ben Gamel's all about at the end of the day. We'll see. I'm very anxious to see how this whole thing is going to work. I really am. Because for the Brewers, they're going to have to score a lot of points. Like, or a lot of runs, I should say, like Baby Tosh was saying. And these starters, if you don't have Jeffress, and you're not going to the first couple of weeks, and if you're without Corey Knebel and you don't sign Kimbrel, Baby Tosh, then guess what? It's not a race to 6 innings. Now it's a race to the 8th inning and hope Hader can throw 2. But if he throws 2, he's not available for the next game of this series. I'm basing it on what we saw last year. He's not going to be available for game 2 of the series. So then what are you going to do for your back end of your bullpen in game 2? Think about that. Hader pitches the 8th and 9th opening day, and then you don't have him for game 2 or game 3 of the series possibly.
And here's what we're about to find out. Sorry, baby.
No, go ahead.
Here's what we're about to find out. We're about to find out about all this talk about what they say is what they really is doing. Stearns. Sustainable. All that stuff. Because they're up against it, basically, with Knebel and Jeffries.
Sure. This is what tests your depth.
Right. And we're about to find out if they're saying this is what they believe that they're doing. If they go into when is opening day?
A week from today.
If they go into opening day a week from today and it's the same roster, they're thinking what he said all along, that we've got young guys and they can fill in. We got depth. And we don't need to do anything at this point. Now, that may be what David Stearns believes, but we don't know what Anastasio believes. I mean, that's David Stearns. That's his message. Mark may have another message. And if Mark is like Steve, he'd have pulled a plug last week.
All depends on the number and for the years.
Right. He'd have pulled a plug last week. Even more so to pull the plug today. And they're just – because what we had – Steve was looking at his – thing yesterday. Come on, Bruce. Where you at? Bruce, come on.
Still waiting for Kimbrel.
Yeah, we're still refreshing it.
Yeah, they really need him now.
Something's got to be coming down. And these jokers still sitting there. Then we get news from Knebel. About Knebel. And they're still sitting there.
How?
Just chilling.
And see, the bad part about this is Knebel was the one that leaked it. It wasn't counsel or anybody else. Knebel was the one that told Robert Murray that he hadn't pitched and hadn't been throwing. Yeah. Oh, don't worry, not a big deal. I didn't feel any pain or anything. It's minor. Don't worry about it. That was yesterday. And then in comes counsel today and says, well, yeah, very concerned or something to be concerned about. We're going to examine his elbow. That's totally different than what Corey Knebel said the previous day. So I'm hoping that Knebel was more right than counsel, but I have a feeling he's not.
414-799-1250 is how you join the conversation here on the Wendy's Big Show. And also at 1057FM, The Fan on Twitter, using the hashtag Big Throwback, you send off a tweet for your nomination for a Throwback Thursday. Next week, we're listening to John Mellencamp, John Cougar Mellencamp, coming out of the breaks today. Sparky's no doubt. Leroy goes with Usher. Gary wants the Rolling Stones. Anthony wants Lionel Richie. I went with Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack. Go with one of those or one of your own using the hashtag Big Throwback. Gary Ellerson raising his hand. I'll call on you as the teacher of the class. Go ahead, Gary.
You ever play for a coach that just come in at halftime, just tear paint off the wall?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You ever play with one of them guys?
Mm-hmm.
Steve used to like those guys 10, 15 years. I don't know if he still do.
Yep.
Izzo went in at halftime and tore paint off. Look at it.
Look at him.
He almost grabbed him.
Yeah. No, he hit him in the stomach.
Yeah. He almost grabbed him.
And now he's pointing his finger at his
they
nose.
They got to separate him.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Dude, he's hot.
Hot.
Cassius Winston's calming him down.
Hot.
This player's like, Coach, what did I do? What did I do?
Dude, he's yelling at him. Do you know how much of a bonus I get if we get out the first weekend? You're screwing me.
Look at it. He's still going. Look at it. They got to make him sit down.
Get into him.
They got to make him sit down just because he's talking back to him.
Right.
Well, there's Dwayne.
He's talking back.
Dwayne's popping in there telling the guy to shut up.
Yeah. Izzo tore paint off the wall at halftime and still fired up.
They're on a 10-0 run.
Right.
You can say it's on a 10-0
run. They got him. Yes.
Hot.
Could you imagine Jack having Izzo as his coach and Steve sitting in the stand? Steve might come out the stand. And get
no,
Izzo.
I have a chance. No, I think Steve would just be juiced up.
He'd be like, he deserves it. At yell at him more.
Let's go!
Right.
Yeah!
That's more than what. Yeah,
he'd just be jumping up, ripping his shirt off,
but you know,
it up in the air.
But here's the thing. When he recruits you, you know going in, he tearing paint off the wall.
Yeah, you know,
right?
You know what you're
getting
into.
You know what you're getting
into.
Yeah,
you
got
what you're getting into. Bobby Knight recruits you, you know what's happening.
You know what you get, because you know, right. he might choke you out. You know that.
Your practices are like football practices.
He put his hands on me. I want to choke him out. I tell you that right now. Now Coach Bennett put his hand on my child.
That's not happening.
Did you ever have a coach that got into your face like that? Where you had
in
the
high
chance?
School.
Yeah, because.
Got spanked in high school with a wooden paddle in football.
Well,
but that was different.
Yeah, I mean, that's different, though.
That was different. We deserved it.
You must be kidding.
You got pads on. It's a little bit
different. Yeah, we had them butt pads.
Yeah, the tailbone
one. Tailbone
right
pads.
Over here.
Yeah, go right down.
Now, did you guys have to, you had to weave them into the belt, though, right? Or did you have it all on the one girdle?
The girdle.
Yep. Okay. I didn't know what we were talking about over here.
Yeah, the girdle was separate from the doggone pants.
Yes, no doubt.
Them up over.
Yep. Wait, yeah. Over the pants?
Yeah, you had to pull the pants over the girdle.
Okay. I got you. Okay. 80s weren't that much different than today.
I think in 81, they finally came out with the pants that you can put the hip pads. Look at Zizzo. Look at him. I love him.
He's still sitting him down, man. That is great.
And they tell him, dude, just shut up. Dude, shut up.
Did you tell you're making him mad?
Right. Just shut up.
Don't anger it, man.
Lord have mercy.
Hey, you know we were talking about the other day about how much would you take Jordy Nelson back for and what that number was?
Yeah.
The Randall Cobb. A breakdown of his one-year deal is out.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting $2 million signing bonus, $2 million base salary.
Yeah.
$1 million for the 46-man roster bonus cap number of 4.5.
Yeah.
He's got some incentives in there as well.
Whenever we get Ryan Wood on, I'm hearing, though, the Packers only have about $8 million left.
Yeah, it sounds like they have a little bit less than we had originally
Most folks
had
it
thought.
Was 17.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't think 17 is a number. I'm hearing like more like $8
million. And $12 million is what Justin Houston just signed with the Indianapolis Colts for 2 years,
right.
24.
Right. So they don't have as much as everybody thinks. So I got to get that clarified. And I've talked to a couple people, and that's what they're telling me. I'm not sure Woody would know.
And if you need some extra money, you're looking for a career change, best way to do it is you'll be your own boss over at Young Express.
That's right. With the economy booming, Young Express is expanding in all departments, which magnifies the need to increase their independent contractor base, especially with local drivers. Full-time independent contractors is what they're looking for. So this is what it's going to be. You're going to be a successful transporter of expedited freight in your new career. You're going to be your own boss. You're going to run your own business. Not working for Young Express. You're working with Young Express. You're essentially using them to make yourself a bunch of money. Local drivers driving from point A to point B. Pick stuff up, drop stuff off, call back to dispatch, find out where you're going next. You stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee, so no super long drives. Local drivers get to sleep in their own bed each and every night. There's nothing better than that, right? 99% no-touch freight, which means the freight is loaded and unloaded with a forklift. Not going to kill your back. That's also a good thing. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, cargo vans, sprinter vans, tractor trailers, Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Live a stress-free lifestyle. Put the windows down. Turn up the radio to the big show. And drive, baby, drive, and get paid for it, too. Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's J-U-N-G-Express.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
John McNamara talks Badgers with us in 15 minutes. We're back well before that. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Show on The Fan. This is John Mellencamp on a Throwback Thursday, brought to you by Master Z's. Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, baby Taoshin here. Hurts so good. And John Mellencamp, Gary, he's got a little bit of that.
He's got a nice catalog, huh?
And I always thought, like, maybe it's just the older gentleman that I've always hung out with. Like, they always talk about the dance moves, and they always say I'm hitting my Travolta. John Mellencamp's got some moves.
Yeah.
He's messing around in here. Yeah, he's doing a nice little job. Now he's hopping on a chopper. Okay. Yeah. All right, John Mellencamp. I'm learning a lot more about John Mellencamp here.
So who's winning?
Right now, we'll go over to the other side. Anthony Mandela for who's winning Throwback Thursday as intern mother plucker. Now,
they got the spreadsheets and everything.
Like, I used to always do it. I was just marking it down on a tally sheet on my rundown.
Right.
They do it a little bit more scientifically, and they make the computer work for you, which is what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to do all the hard work, especially because, you know, we're millennials. We like to do the easiest thing that you can possibly do. Anthony Mandela with a voting update on a Throwback Thursday, brought to you by Master Z's.
Three-way tie thus far with Usher, the Tony Hawk soundtrack, and Lionel Richie and all them.
I like Lionel Richie. I'm good with that. For I don't know what the heck is on that Tony Hawk soundtrack, but
Pro Skater 4 was the best one.
Okay, so you know these two. Is it like heavy metal?
No. It's
PG-13.
Yeah,
metal.
PG-13, kind of like 90s kid grunge music.
Fine. Okay,
Blink 182.
There's some rap in there, too.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm fine with that, too, then. That's fine as well. Okay.
And then, you know, what is coming up in a couple of weeks is that it's going to have to be, you know, wrestling themes, because WrestleMania, we're within 3 weeks from WrestleMania. And I couldn't be less excited about it, so.
Talking about Izzo, Izzo just came out of timeout, went over to him, gave him some love.
Gave him a hug?
Didn't give him a hug.
Oh, okay,
gave him a little love. You know, you got to break him down, right?
People are just going in on Tom Izzo.
Yeah, break
Twitter.
Him down, right? And now Izzo went over and gave him some love.
Well, that's good. Somebody needed to calm that.
That's
kid
how
down.
You coach, though.
Yeah, you get in the face, and then you come by after. You go, hey, man.
Hey. No. You know better.
You know it's because I love you.
Right.
You know it's what's right. Good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they always hit you with one of those and make you feel like the bad guy.
Always does. The good ones do.
And Tom Izzo is definitely one of the good ones. You could say that for sure.
Did you find out the? Can you find it?
The starting rotation.
Yeah.
For the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be Yoelis Chacin, Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burnes, Freddie Peralta, and Zach Davies. Starting five.
In that order, I believe.
What are you trying to? Right. No.
No. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. And the St. Louis Cardinals have agreed, in principle, it appears, to a 5-year, $110-ish million contract with Paul Goldschmidt. They gave away three prospects and one starting pitcher at the major league level to get him a couple of weeks ago. That's who the Brewers open up with in 1 week's time from Miller Park. On opening day and the Bayview Shade and Blind baseball postgame show presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. We are hashtag MillHockey back visiting the Wendy's Big Show, joining the Wendy's Big Show that day. And that kicks off the 14th year of Brewers coverage here on 105.7 FM, The Fan postgame and the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show into its 13th year. And hopefully, Gary Ellerson, that the Milwaukee Bucks are getting a ring, not by our man Dean Murray. Instead, they're just going to win one instead of having to go buy one at the Jewelry Center or shoptjc.com or one of the three great locations that they have for the jewelry center.
Yeah, you know, they do. And, you know, Dean Murray is absolutely the man. He's got everything you guys need. You know, I was talking to you yesterday about that doggone the bracelet that they have. You know, that you can add stuff onto.
Mm-hmm.
the charm
bracelet
and that. And I think it's just a beautiful, it's a great deal. I mean, it's also just because you love it, you add one into it. Guys, my good friends over at the Jewelry Center right now is doing this Pandora Jewelry Spring Sale. And it starts March 21st. Is that today?
That is today.
Today is
the 21st.
21st through the 25th. It's a big deal. Spend $150, save $40. Spend $250, save $80. Or spend $400 or more and save $160. Discover our newest selection of wishbone-inspired jewelry, hand-finished in sterling silver, Pandora rose, or 18-karat gold-plated Pandora shine. Or explore an endless assortment of dazzling, iconic classics. This March, more sparkle means more savings. Shop Pandora Jewelry now, only at the Jewelry Center. Guys, they're located. Where are they located at? 76 and Layton Plaza?
Yes.
In Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City.
That's number two.
Second floor. And a new location, folks, in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Tom Izzo is absolutely insane. I mean, they just keep showing him, and like every time somebody's like pouring water on his head, trying to calm him down. And that's
gonna
make him a little bit more upset. The 15-seeded Bradley Braves, coached by Brian Wardle, former UWGB head coach. They're now up 51-50.
Yeah,
under Tom Crean.
Okay. Yep.
And they're on an 8-0 run, up one against the Michigan State Spartans. The Marquette Golden Eagles will start up here just about 5 before the hour as they take on Murray State. And the winner of that game will see the Florida State Seminoles. Leroy Butler's crew will talk about the Wisconsin Badgers against the Oregon Ducks next with our guy John McNamara, Wendy's Big Show.
Michigan State Bradley game is going to be, if this game is close at the end, Izzo's going to have the refs in his back pocket.
Oh, sure he is.
That's going to be a problem for Brian Wardle and Bradley. And there's nothing Wardle can do about it. There's absolutely nothing he can do. So Bradley better be up by about 7 or 8 with about a minute to go. Otherwise, if it's close at the end, Michigan State's going to get the calls.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, that's for sure, because that does continually play a factor in this
especially
tournament.
In the tournament, man. Mm-hmm. When you have big-name coaches, they get calls.
Yeah, very, very true. Go to talk some Badger basketball as they get ready to take on the Oregon Ducks with our guy John McNamara of Rivals.com joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Hey, Mac.
How you guys doing today?
Fantastic, dude. As we look at a 5-seeded Wisconsin team going up against the Ducks, it's tough to necessarily gauge this game, John, for me, because I don't know exactly what winning the Pac-12 tournament means for the Ducks, although the only thing that I do know it means is that they've won 8 straight games.
Right, and you mentioned the Pac-12 tournament, and that's not a, you know, particularly difficult conference, you know, in comparison to the league like the Big Ten, but you know, Oregon's playing its best basketball right now. They're on the winning streak that they're on, and you know, nationally, this is a really popular pick to have, you know, Oregon beating Wisconsin. And, for much of this week, I kind of tended to agree with that. And, you know, I think the line right now is Wisconsin favored by 1, or it may even be less than that. But I think nationally, it's a popular pick to have Oregon because they're playing so well right now. And, you know, Wisconsin's not necessarily struggling. You know, obviously, they beat Nebraska in the Big Ten tournament and struggled against Michigan State, but they're certainly not playing their best basketball at this point.
And Michigan State is struggling against Bradley currently.
Right, yeah.
For me, we talked about this yesterday and the day before as far as that Wisconsin-Oregon matchup, and I thought, you know, base of play, so forth, maybe Wisconsin will be okay in this matchup. You said, look at Oregon's roster, man. They are tall. They are long. And that's with Al Bolbol being in there. They're still long. That's a problem because it's not like the Badgers have the most quick guys in the whole wide world anyhow to start with. That is my concern for this matchup, just how long they are. And they play pretty solid defense.
They do. And, you know, if Wisconsin does have a strength this year, it's on that defensive end. You know, they've been really good on that side of the ball. You know, it's been offensively where they've struggled and been really inconsistent. But, you know, you talked about the length and, you know, Wisconsin's backcourt of Demetri Trice and Brad Davison. You know, those guys are, you know, 6'2", 6'3". So, you know, they could struggle with Oregon's length there, definitely. And then, you know, you look at the point guard there for Oregon, Peyton Pritchard. He was a guy that Wisconsin recruited really heavily. And there was a lot of people who thought that had Bo Ryan you know, announced his replacement and kind of solidified Greg Gardner as the coach in that 2016 class, that Peyton Pritchard would have ended up at Wisconsin. He was probably their top target at point guard in that class.
So you also look at, and I don't know what you got. Do you do brackets?
Oh yeah, of course.
You do? Well, so I have Wisconsin losing in the first round. You just talked about that. I mean, I just don't see how because they just. Shooting, if they can make it ugly, then that's the only way they can win. But if you're just looking at talent for talent, there's no way that Wisconsin should be winning this game.
Right. Like I said, you know, it's a really popular national pick to have Oregon over Wisconsin. I think there's certainly a lot of substance to that.
Talking with John McNamara here on the Wendy's Big Show, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. John, when you're a veteran team, though, as the Badgers are, and a very, very smart basketball team, going up against that zone for Oregon, I think that is something that Badger fans should feel good about, is that if you're going up against a zone, you want a team with a distributor like Happ who can be in the middle of it, and really it just comes down to being able to knock down those open shots that you weren't able to do against Michigan State.
Right. You know, I think I mentioned Wisconsin struggled against Michigan State. You know, they had opportunities in that game. You know, they missed a number of shots with Happ around the rim and, you know, the outside shooting, but you know, you talk about the zone defense, and, you know, Wisconsin is going to have to shoot the ball well. But if you look in that backcourt that we talked about with Trice and Davison, you know, both those guys, I think, in the last 10 or 11 games are shooting below 30% from the field. So if they're going to get those open looks, which they, you know, likely will against Oregon, they've got to be able to knock them down if they want to win this ball game.
Just how good really was the Big Ten this year? Are we about to find out with how well they do in the tournament, or do you not correlate one with the other?
You know, it's tough. If the Big Ten stubs its toe today, do you think that, you know, the eight teams that they got in were less deserving? I do think it's a strong league. You know, I think Michigan State, you know, before today, they're a team I thought could make a really deep run. Obviously, they're playing a tight game with Belmont right now. I'm sorry, Bradley right now. But yeah, I think it is a tough league, kind of top to bottom. Obviously, the lowest of that league is not great with Northwestern and Penn State, but you know, the top is pretty good and the middle is good too. And, you know, for a team like Wisconsin to win 14, 15 Big Ten games this year, I think is a big deal, even though right now we're talking about them potentially losing in the first round of the NCAA term.
This is why I love having you on, because obviously you guys are a part of the Rivals Network of BadgerBlitz.com. I want to get your thoughts on this. I was thinking about this this morning. I tend to believe they recruit better in the Big Ten in football than they do in basketball. That's what it appears to me. Do you agree with that or no?
I would, yeah, because you have, you know, two programs for sure in Ohio State and Michigan that recruit at a really high level, and Penn State is right there as well.
Yep.
And that's for football. And then, you know, Wisconsin recruits well, and there's a handful of other schools that are kind of in the middle there. If you look at, you know, the Big Ten conference in basketball, you know, Michigan State recruits at a really high level, and then Michigan does too as well. But, you know, there's not those big blue blood, you know, quote-unquote teams that are in the Big Ten Conference. I guess you can make a point for Michigan State, but I think recruiting, like you mentioned, is probably a tick or two higher in football in comparison to basketball.
John, as you look at how the Badgers will be able to stack up with the rest of their region, they get out of the game against Oregon and they get into the Sweet 16. What do you look at a matchup, and it would be a rematch of a game played earlier this year in one of those preseason tournaments, Wisconsin against Virginia? It seems like two styles that really would mesh very well together for the Badgers to possibly get to the round of eights.
Yeah, you know, if they get through Oregon on Friday, you know, you're likely looking at Kansas State, and that's a good Kansas State team. It's a veteran team, so that would be another tough game for Wisconsin. And then, like you mentioned, you know, likely matching up against Virginia. And, you know, obviously those two teams played at the start of the year. And that was maybe when Wisconsin was playing its best basketball. And they played Virginia real tough. And obviously Virginia, the one seed. If you get there, that's just another tough game that you have to play. I can't see them getting through this weekend and then getting through a team like Virginia. I don't know if they can put that many games together because of how inconsistent they've been down the stretch, specifically on the offensive end of the court.
Well, that being said, how far do you have the Badgers and Golden Eagles going, John?
I have both teams losing in their first round games in the majority of the brackets that I filled out.
Majority? Wait. Did you say the majority of the brackets you filled out?
Yeah, I really love NCAA basketball, and the tournament is as good as it gets for me. So I'm dialed in. This is as good as it gets in terms of sports.
How many brackets you filled out?
Usually I'll put four or five in.
Four or five.
Okay. I think this year I have five.
Five.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And all different endings.
Usually, yeah. I mean, I kind of go, you know, one is usually your kind of crazy one where you go and you throw a bunch of upsets. And then, you know, a couple that I've been doing since high school. So, you know, it's the same group of guys. So, yeah, I definitely enjoy doing it.
That's John McNamara joining us from the Rivals Network, BadgerBlitz.com. John, we appreciate the time, man. And if you are wrong, which I definitely do hope you are, we'll talk to you next week before the Badgers if they are in the round of 16s.
All right, guys. That sounds great.
John McNamara joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, as all of our guests do here on the Wendy's Big Show. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935. Marquette underway.
Marcus Howard is locked in early.
No. Risk doesn't seem to be too much of an issue for number zero.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.